This is How to Flirt with Women. Discover the secrets on how to have successful interactions with women that will improve your relationships with them. Written by L.R. Kent. Read by Marcus Malenga. Introduction. Who am I? Let me tell you a little something about me. I'm 22. I have no money. I have insane debt. I live at my parents' house. I have grandpa glasses. I have what will develop later into life in a unibrow. I have a beer gut. I've got a big beard and a neck beard to go along with it. Yeah, a neck beard. Now imagine that in your mind, I mean really imagine it. Is this the kind of person who has sex whenever he wants? Be totally honest. No? Wrong. Dead wrong. This is probably blowing your mind right now, and understandably so. This just isn't the image that Hollywood puts up on the big screen. We are bred to believe that only the George Clooneys and Brad Pitts of the world, with their big chins and sculpted bodies, attract, court, and have sex with beautiful women. We believe that the only people who are wrangling in hotties are the people who have absurd amounts of cash to spend. They have nice clothes, drink Grey Goose, go to the hottest clubs, and they even have a perfect tan in the middle of December. This is a lie. It is simply not true. So how is it that a guy like me, who sports a beer belly and everyone says looks like a dad, get laid? To be honest, when I was first asked this question, I didn't really have an answer. Most men who have luck, which is, by the way, a horrible misnomer, with women, couldn't put their finger on exactly why. They would say as I did, "I don't know, I just be myself." "Be yourself?" they ask. "What kind of answer is that? Tell me what you do." So I thought about it, long and hard. This is what I discovered. And it really is as simple as this. I look and act nothing like 99% of the guys who approach these women. So I sat down and tried to hash out exactly what it was that other people were doing that I was not doing. And what I was doing that other guys were not doing. It turns out that they all seem to follow this routine, which just doesn't work. The system they are working with is defective, and in most cases gives you the opposite result that you're expecting. Not only that, but the routine they're following necessarily snuffs out any sense of individuality that those guys had. So why is it that many of my ways work? Because it's me. I feel comfortable wearing what I wear and looking the way I look, and I'm unapologetic about it. There is never a moment that I feel like my personality or my look isn't good enough to attract women, and I'm going to show you how to experience that yourself. Part 1. Chapter 1. Your personality. Being yourself really only works on women if you are actually confident in your personality. This is critical to dating and seduction. But more importantly, it's critical to your happiness in general. If you are not confident in the value of your own personality, you have a larger problem than being nervous around women. So let's go ahead and address that. The truth is, you really have a lot of choices when you decide which attributes you have that define you as you. You really do get to choose. If you decide that there are certain things about yourself that you like and decide that to make that a defining characteristic of you, then that attribute is much more deeply rooted than your other, peripheral attributes. The same goes for those attributes that you don't like or think are negative. Think about this. Have you noticed that it's a lot harder for someone to get out of a depressed period in his life if he feels like depression defines who he is? It makes sense that this would be the case, since the belief that you can't change prevents you from ever even making a solid effort. The same goes for confidence, skill with women, happiness, or whatever.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?